Adult Learning is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Council. If you would like to know more, email ian.mac@vectisradio.fm or take a look at the 4Ps section on our website.
Hello, I'm Terry, and you're listening to my Game Gems podcast. In the late 2000s, a small video game development studio began to make a name for themselves in the Xbox Live Arcade. Known officially as Woohoo Studios, they primarily serve as consultants or work on a contract basis with larger companies like Electronic Arts and Microsoft. However, whenever they develop and release their own self-funded games, they instead go by the brand name Ninjabee. Under that alias, they were best known for developing the free game Doritos Dash of Destruction, along with A Kingdom for Keflings and its sequel, A World of Keflings. But prior to these games, there was a lesser known title they had developed, which coincidentally fit rather well with their Ninjabee brand name, a little game known as Band of Bugs. Band of Bugs initially released on the Xbox Live Arcade for the Xbox 360 in mid-2007, and later released on Windows computers via Ninjabee's official website and on itch.io by the end of that same year. The game itself is a turn-based grid strategy game, very similar to Final Fantasy Tactics on the surface, but the main difference is that each unit on the battlefield takes a turn once per team, instead of all units in the same team having their turn to move together. Each unit has at least two different weapons to use with differing statistical effects. Some units perform ranged attacks and can shove enemy units to fall down the terrain or fall in the water, and other units can perform magic to heal and buff their allies. And of course, knowing the title of the game, all the units are indeed bugs. For example, the warrior class is a beetle, the ranger class is a grasshopper, the cleric class is a cricket, the rogue class is a mosquito, and so on. All the bugs in the game are cartoony and anthropomorphic in style, which is reflected in the game's dialogue in the campaign mode. In the campaign, the player follows a warrior bug named Mao, who resembles an ant, as he is trained by his mantis mentor before venturing out and gathering many allies to face the opposing bug army and more monstrous bugs threatening his kingdom. Also, the Ninjabee mascot is featured as a special unit in a few of the campaign's levels. The game features several multiplayer versus modes as well, both local and online, and it even features a level editor where the player can design and share their own levels, being the very first Xbox Live Arcade game with such a feature. The game is also one of the smaller Xbox Live Arcade games in terms of file size, being less than 50 megabytes, since the gameplay was prioritized over graphics, and it was even a finalist in the 2007 Independent Games Festival for the Technical Excellence category. Following the game's initial release, several downloadable content additions to the game were released as well, including two new map packs, a new campaign titled Red Kingdom that featured new Red Rock tile sets along with new cavalry and siege units, a new campaign titled Ninja Sticks of Fury that featured new snowy tile sets and a new ninja unit, and finally a special campaign titled Tales of Kaloki that featured a sci-fi setting with space battles, being a callback to Ninjabee's earlier title Outpost Kaloki, which was actually a space station building game rather than a strategy battle game. Even though Band of Bugs generally received mixed reviews, mostly for its primitive graphics and simplistic strategy gameplay, its level editor and humorous dialogue was praised. And for me personally, I took to the game very quickly as a child due to its unique setting and characters. And for a while, it was one of my favourite games of the Xbox Live Arcade. Join me again next time